Ready to transform your guests into loyal repeat customers? Introducing StayFi, the all-in-one solution for email and text marketing created for short-term rentals.
StayFi helps you gather guest email addresses through a branded splash page. Think of it like that friendly coffee shop that asks for your email before granting you Wi-Fi access. But StayFi goes a step further. It seamlessly consolidates all the guest data you collect from your Wi-Fi and website into one powerful CRM or a customer relationship manager.
It's fantastic that StayFi can help you collect all of those valuable email addresses, but I know what you're thinking. What's the next step? And don't worry, StayFi has a toolkit built in.
Imagine having hundreds of pre-built templates at your fingertips, all within StayFi's dashboard. With StayFi's user-friendly visual automation builder, sending personalized emails is a breeze.
And the cherry on top, you can easily track the success of your email campaigns with seamless Google Analytics integration.
Also, StayFi has built-in text marketing with jaw-dropping 98% open rates. Imagine welcoming your guests with personalized text messages that make them feel right at home. You can collect those guest reviews with text messages that filter out the best ones and encourage guests to share their positive experience on Google, Facebook, and your website.
So what are you waiting for? Grab an amazing discount for our listeners. It's 50% off for your first 3 months. So head on over to stayfi.com/TFE and let's supercharge your guest relationships together. Again, that's stayfi.com/TFE for 50% off for your first 3 months of StayFi.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting challenge answered here in the Hosting Hotline, head on over to hostinghotline.com, record your voice, share your question. What seems most specific to you will actually help thousands of hosts, not only in our country, but beyond. Today, Ryan was so kind to share his question with us about his lakefront property that's really close to a downtown area.
Hey, Annette. Hey, Sarah. This is Ryan from Minnesota. I recently discovered the TFV podcast and have been enjoying it very much. Thanks so much for all your hard work. I converted an LTR to an STR last year with stellar results. I just went live with my second home, an executive lake home on 920-acre full rec lake minutes from downtown Minneapolis. Epic east views over the water and Minneapolis's downtown skyline view. It has a game room, a hot tub, boathouse, all the bells and whistles. What I need is some guidance and information with respect to marketing, pitfalls to avoid, and the safety of the home and its guests when you have a lake home that's so close to the metropolitan area. I can find information about lake homes further away from the metropolitan area, but not so close. The suburb it's located in just passed a 6-guest cap on all STRs. This works great for this 3,400 square foot home since it only has 3 mammoth bedrooms. Any and all information you could help me out with would be so appreciated. Keep up all the great work, and I look forward to hearing your next podcast.
Ryan,
thank you.
It's like a little pep talk from
Ryan.
Yeah, thank
you. Like it. We like it, right?
Okay, so Annette and I were talking about his question before we pressed record today, and I think we can unpack a ton of stuff with Ryan. He's got this awesome lake house with awesome views that's very close to a metropolitan area. And I think he wants to know how he can be super transparent about its proximity to a metro market and considerations that he needs to take into consideration versus someone who might be further away from a metropolitan area.
And it sounds here, it's about aligning the guest with the property.
Right.
They're gonna have to make sure that meshes. Ryan, you said something that really stood out to me of executive property.
I right away was like, this is like a staycation or a workcation environment. And I think the first thing that I thought about was you direct marketing this via maybe there are like CEO magazines, monthly magazines, certain periodicals. Yes, I said that, the Dewey Decimal System. But there might be certain periodicals, certain websites in your area to really highlight, you know, who could enjoy this home, home away from home, but really close to the metropolitan area. Because it doesn't sound like maybe, you know, what you're saying, there's a lot of information about maybe lake stays in the summer, like, oh, come for the entire week with your family. It sounds like it's a little bit closer there. So I would just define who this would be perfect for, start advertising there, just a little bit of money, start to take account, really have a conversation with the current guests that are booking and loving their stays. See if you can find, you know, a similar guest. Where do they hang out? Why did they book your place? I would ask some of those questions, especially since you've just launched this listing, to figure that out. I know Sarah's going to talk about, you have a 6-person cap. So it sounds like you want to make sure you're a great neighbor so there aren't more rules and regulations. So we're going to tell you about tech to use there and then also about the particular guest stay.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
Nett and I were trying to understand, you know, Ryan's question and like maybe the undertones of his question. And I'm kind of picking up on him being nervous that maybe it'll be a place for people will want to come and have a party, right? Something that's an unwelcomed party. So he didn't say that directly, but wondering if that's one of his concerns. And Ryan, a couple things you can do. Noise Aware is a great piece of technology that we've used to help us automate the communication between you and the guest. If they start getting louder than a threshold you've set, it'll automatically text your guest. They can call them too with an automated message and let them know like, hey, this noise level is going above and beyond what the community allows. And then finally, it'll notify you when you need to be notified. But it's a really great way to just like remind the guest, hey, we had to be good neighbors here.
And that technology can work inside and outside. And for a lake community, that might, that exterior noise monitoring might be very, very important.
Yeah. And I also wonder if Ryan, you have a process for making sure you are pairing the right guest with your property via the direct booking. So if you do advertise in local publications, or maybe you are calling, I think
periodicals,
like,
Sarah.
Periodicals. I think if you call real estate brokerages and say, hey, I've got this awesome property, kind of like an entrepreneurial, like mastermind getaway, Ryan.
I like that.
But to do that, you still want to make sure that you are vetting your guests. And so we use, and there are other products out there, we just haven't used them, but we use Know Your Guest by Superhog. And so Ryan, if you do ramp up your direct booking process via these periodical advertisements, you can use Know Your Guest as a way to make sure that, hey, they are who they say they are. They're going to really respect your property and therefore be good neighbors to your community. So I think those are a couple things that you can do right off the bat. And let's say you don't want to ramp up your direct booking. Maybe you want to press the easy button and just leverage OTAs like Airbnb, Vrbo, and that sort of thing. Just go hard on your copy onto who you want to attract, right? Like an entrepreneurial getaway, mastermind here, right? All those sorts of things. Because I also think since it's, you've got 3 mammoth bedrooms and a limit of 6 people, you're going to have to get the guest who is willing to pay more, because I don't know what your numbers look like. But right away, my mind was like, ooh, he can't sleep a whole ton of people. So that pricing strategy has to be spot on. And you might have to get that kind of guest who's willing to pay more for all those amenities and that view, like Annette said, like a staycation. And I think executives are great, you know.
Last but not least, make sure to put in your house rules that it is a, you know, city ordinance, 6 guests only. That way, if someone's like, oh, I want to bring to our, like it is, I cannot allow more guests. That way, if you get into that situation, you can call any of the OTAs and say, it is listed right here per city ordinance. Like, I can only allow 6 guests. That is breaking a house rule, like off the rip.
And think about what, if this is resonating with you, Ryan, and you do market to executives and entrepreneurs, what do they want inside the property? Every year, Annette and I, when we go and plan, whether it's quarterly every year, we always bring with us those whiteboard things from Staples, like those pieces of paper that you can put on the wall, maybe a dry erase board, somewhere they can like truly mastermind and brain dump.
Yeah. And we do like the HDMI cord that connects to
the TV,
your computer. Make sure there's like AirPlay, you know, so they can toggle and put their computer screen on the television. But I would pay attention to who's booking and who you'd like to book. Make sure the photos represent that.
You may have to do some message mining with your past guest, Ryan, to really understand what they want and need. And then you'll be off to the races with matching your property with the perfect guest. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.